What is up, Creative Gang? Season finale of season number fucking 2, episode number 50.
Let's get it
with
going,
your boy Alberto Mendoza and your boy Pete.
Let's get it going, man.
Let's go. Cheers, bro.
That's good stuff.
You don't fucking notice something different? Celebratory champy.
Let's get it, man.
For the kids. If you guys don't follow us, In the Frame Podcast on YouTube, In the Frame Podcast on Instagram, kids, you all know we post fucking reels, IGTVs. We put on fucking major work
stop,
in that fucking
You gotta
thing.
Stop calling the Creative Gang kids, bro. It's a little offensive.
What do you mean kids, bro? Damn, bro. Anyways, what the fuck? You could just get my train of thought. Email us, you know, if you want to be a guest on the Potter. Whoa, jeez. Yeah, I know what I mean.
Let's get it.
Yeah, if you want to be a guest, you know, just hit us up with that resume. We always check resumes.
With the resume? Pass me that.
Shit. Yeah, man. Follow us on Instagram, YouTube. Comment. Make that algae, you know, chop it up. And
let's get the algorithm working for us, guys.
So we do a second cheers? Fuck it.
Yeah, man. Wait a minute. I think.
Episode 50, guys. This is insane. We started this as a fucking joke. And look at us now, boy.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Here you go, man.
Creative Gang. Cheers to you guys.
Cheers to the gang.
You guys made this happen.
Man, this is nice. What is this? Psych, no ads.
Bel Air. I'm sorry, my bad. Expensive champagne.
Anyways, man.
How you been, bro?
Good, man. I feel like it's been a long time since we've seen each other, man. You've been super busy.
Let's go.
There's been a lot of things going on in your life behind the screens and
the
DSPs. But nothing bad, but in a good way, though. I don't know if it's safe enough for you to elaborate on that, man.
Yo, man. I got a new fucking job, bro.
Hell yeah, dude. Congratulations.
Hey, man. I got a new fucking job. You know, things are moving crazy. Like, after my marriage, like, you know, obviously you want to have a kid, so you got to make more money, right? So you got to apply a new job.
Kids are expensive right here.
Yeah, so I apply for a job and I go to the interview, man. I'm like, yo, you pee from the in the frame, right? And I was like, you bet. And like, you and I was just fucking with
so
you guys.
It's like, so I'm like, bet.
No, so like I had this cool interview, man.
And, How was it? Was it nerve-wracking? Did you do any preparation? Anyone out there that's looking for some kind of job? Like,
it was something to do with my major that I graduated in college.
So you're finally putting your major in use?
I've always, bro. Always. And then, like, shout out to Jesus. Always, always. And then, anyway, so I get to the interview. You know, I'm flossing and stuff. And then the interview went long, dude. It was like 45 minutes, but I killed it. And I had another interview, and I killed that too. So then, like, I was like, "Yo, pick and choose." And anyways, I got the job I wanted.
Hell yeah! Congratulations,
happy dude. And this is actually my last week of my old job. Shout out to all my coworkers, man. I love working with you guys. You guys are watching this, and
I mean, there's only been 50 episodes of him shitting on his job and his coworkers. I'm kidding.
I didn't mention I was gonna quit though.
Tomorrow night we're actually gonna go celebrate with your old coworkers and have a celebratory drink.
A person will be like, "You guys are mean." Looking up at their face, why? I'm just joking, but tomorrow's my last day. We skipped last week episode just because we're busy.
You're last traveling. Week? No, it's not last week, bro.
Was it? No, we did. Oh no, I'm sorry. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot we had a guest this week. 2 weeks ago, we were busy, man. We've just been fucking life is catching
last,
up, bro.
Last second, something
not
just
only
happened.
That, but COVID is like restrictions is like
it's fully open at this point, man. Bro, so it's busy. Like it's unless this freaking new freaking virus hits harder, the Delta.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, it's fully open. It's it feels great being outside. I went to the Oceanside Sunset Market for the first time last week. I went balls deep, bro. I got myself.
What do you mean? Do you
know how we usually go get the hot dog and shit? That same hot dog stand's not there anymore.
Damn, bro. I went to a buffet?
Shit. I got myself a hot dog. I got myself something else as well. And I got myself some dessert. But that shit was fire, bro. Like, it was cool. Like, it's cool being outside again.
Yeah. If you guys don't know what Farmer's Market is, basically local people. Like
Sunset Market.
Yeah. So Sunset Market is basically in our Oceanside. Like, literally down
the street. It's pretty much fair food.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's local vendors that create their own little food and shit. And
shit, you almost thought about opening a spot.
Yeah, for my dad's flower farm.
Yeah,
but dude, their lame ass excuse was like, "Yo, we already have this vendor," and I was like, "Bro, like their shit's trash. Like, what the fuck? Like the flowers they sold." But anyways, it was like a bummer that I couldn't sell my dad's flowers there, which I basically have tattooed my fucking arm. So like, fuck out of here.
I think it's due for a retouch.
It is, dude. I'm gonna get a new tattoo.
It's getting a little. Oh no, you did mention. Talk about it with the gang.
I'm gonna get a new tattoo.
Will you have it done by season 3?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Oh, definitely, facts.
Definitely. We're taking a break. Oh, we haven't even texted.
Oh shit.
Why don't you mention that?
Right. Yeah. Bit. Yeah. So guys, episode 50. We're gonna take a little break. 50.
Cheers, bro. Cheers. No juice. Shit for you, creative gang. Y'all fucking make this hit happen. Without you guys, we ain't shit.
Facts. TBH. But yeah, we're gonna take a little break, a little summer break, man. Work's been super busy for me, I have a few trips lined up in the summer. So once my fucking passport gets here, by the way, guys, little pro tip: I renewed my passport like 6 weeks ago. By the time you're listening to this, it'll be like 8 weeks ago. I haven't got my passport yet. I didn't expedite it, which I should have, but I don't know if it's because of COVID or the government just slow as fuck like normal. It takes a long time to renew your passport. Mm-hmm. So I went to Baja for the 4th of July weekend and I was a little nervous. I was like, I don't have a passport.
Bro,
I'm Mexican. Gonna... so it's like, how am I going to do this?
Yeah.
But I did some research on YouTube and they're like, yo, man, if you go with your license and you go with the birth certificate, you're straight. Uh-huh. I'm like, I bet. I'm like, mommy, you have my best birth certificate? Got that shit ready. So I booked my trip to Baja. We fucking went ham with this house.
How did that go, bro?
It was tight. Yeah. It was cool, man. We went for Gary's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually on the 4th of July, too. Mm-hmm. So we went to Papa's and Beer. For those that don't know what I mean by Baja, I mean like south of the border in TJ. Rosarito area, past TJ. It's like a 20-minute drive. South like of
an hour, bro, isn't it?
No, it's Ensenada.
Oh, okay.
Rosarito, it's like 20 minutes down south of the border. It went well, dude. It was fun. The fucking house was crazy big, man. Like, it was super tight. It was just tight, man. It was cool. Like, right off the cliff of the Pacific Ocean. You'll see all my stories and images on my Instagram, my @A_Mendoza_. If you want to peep that shit out, got some content there, some drone work, you know what I'm saying? So it was cool, man. So towards the end of the trip, I was like, all right, time to drive back and hopefully I could cross because it's going to suck if I can't.
Yeah.
I knew that I could cross, but they're probably going to give me shit. So I drove up there. We like left Monday morning. We woke up at 5 a.m. because we didn't want to deal with traffic, the line. So we left at around 5:30. We got to the line around less than before 6 o'clock.
Right.
So we waited 1 hour and 15 minutes, which is fucking, it sounds like a lot, but it's gold. Like even, hour and 15 minutes is nothing. So we're there and I show up and it's like, it's a lady. So I don't know if it has anything to do with anything. Maybe she's a little easier going. So I give her my ID and I gave her my birth certificate and she's like, all right, you're good. Like, just make sure next time you have a passport. I let her know, like, I sent my passport like 2 months ago, haven't gotten it. Like, I didn't know it was gonna take this long. He's like, yeah, they're a little backed up right now, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
And it was easy. So that was but Rosarito was fun, man. It was fun. Ate a lot of good food, a lot of tacos, quesadillas. Went to a little bit more south to Puerto Nuevo to get some seafood. I got some lobster. You know what I mean? It was cool, man. Yeah. It was cool. It was fun.
I was supposed to go to that trip, but
didn't you have your own plans?
I was like invited to a shit ton of barbecues, and dude, I was wasted the whole time on RP or PBRs.
You're not drinking PBRs.
Yeah, I was for 4th of July. Fam, just to honor, bro.
I'm judging you.
If you guys don't know,
I'm judging you.
If you guys aren't from the United States, like PBR is like Budweiser, like cheap beer. You know,
it's cheap beer. Yeah,
it's American cheap beer.
I was like, from the United, I'm like, oh yeah, we do have worldwide listeners. You're right, dude.
Worldwide, baby, Mr. Internationals.
Let's go.
Anyway, so we barbecued Saturday and then Sunday, and then Monday was recovery day, bro.
Yeah. But,
bro, the amount of beer, I probably drink like fucking 40 beers, bro. Yeah. And you know they're not IPAs because we drink IPAs. Facts. They're way stronger, and I was like sober the whole time. I know, cheers, bro. Like, fuck, salud. Like, we don't drink like regular beer. Like, we drink strong shit anyway. So like I was like sober the whole time. I was like, damn,
calm down, Alpha.
And people were like damn, Pete, like my family members and shit.
You're just downing these like nothing.
I was like, damn, Pete, like you a heavyweight, huh? I was like, what do you mean? It's like, you've been drinking like 10 of them. I was like, bro, these are like not, like these are regular beers. This is
water.
Yeah, this is water, bro. This is like Bud Light. And then they were like, whatever, impressed in a weird way. But anyways, so I got to drive one of my cousin's fucking cars. It's a Supra, the new Supra.
Okay.
So he brings it and I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, is that a Supra?
What year is this?
What do you mean what year? The fucking brand new one, the new Supra.
Like, I haven't even seen it. I'm not a car guy, so
one of our homies has an old Supra, which right now they're going for like
the only 30 Supra grand. I know is from Fast and Furious.
Yeah, that Supra is a 96 or 97.
Gotcha.
Maybe younger, 95. They go for like 30,000 right now, like in pristine condition. And the one he got was the brand new one, which is like almost close to 70 grand. And
are you serious?
Yeah. So he recently.
So it's gonna be like a sport or some sort of
like. It's really exclusive.
Gotcha.
So anyways, it's like 60.
I don't really see supers on the road.
You don't, because they're expensive. They're like 60. They're like overvalued.
I didn't know they go that high.
Yeah, they're like 67,000. So then he comes and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you have a Supra? And then I go and I tell him, like,
you went back to your old ways.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, what's up? We tried chopping it up, and I'm like, yo. And he goes like, he throws me the keys, and I'm like, yo, drive it. I'm like, what? Like, I'm already
hands in the wheel.
I'm like, not buzzed, but I'm like, bro, I've been drinking fucking PBR.
Allegedly, he was drinking.
I was on private road. So anyway, so then I'm driving.
Stick shift?
No, it's paddle shifters nowadays. No,
but stick it's shift. Still, it's stick still shift manual. It's still manual.
Yeah.
Oh, stick so it is.
We're driving it, and I turn it on. It's like, rev it, and I'm like, I'm a little scared because it's a really expensive car, bro. These new cars, goddamn, I don't fit in them. Like, big people don't fit in them. Like, my fucking head is touching the roof. And anyways, I go on a test drive, and it's fucking
insane. Well, you are taller than the average person.
It's insane, bro. The fucking car is worth what it's worth.
It takes off?
It takes off, bro. I step on it, and I'm like a little, like, scared little bitch. And then I step on it, I was like, holy shit. Like, this is insane. Like, yeah. I get why it's worth this much. But other than that, I've been doing that. I have a big photo shoot coming up this week. And I hit up one of the creative homies. And they said yes, and
yeah, shout out to Jesus for that.
Shout out to you, bro, because fuck, we have a lot of flakes. But anyways, yeah, I'm excited for that. I got my hold fast. If you follow our stories in the Frame Podcast, I show it. But big things.
You got
to
do a review once you're done with that wedding. Do a fucking full on review. Like, let it be known for any critic that's in the wedding space.
I am trying to plan on that with Jesus to like do it on set. Like, BTS style. I want BTS like raw, like in the moment. Like, I'm doing it, I'm struggling, my first time using it, that kind of thing. And then I'll post it in the Frame of stories or some shit. But
I think you should make a full YouTube video, man. If he's going to film it with his, he has an A7 III.
True, but yeah.
He has a 24G master lens. People, that's better than stories.
Yeah. But people always appreciate good stories. Like, oh shit.
Of course. What? I mean, yeah, I would definitely make a quick bite story of like, hey, pros and cons. I loved it. I hated it. This is why I like it. This is why I don't like it. Yeah. And then do a full on fucking YouTube review. I remember you mentioned this shit like months ago about.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I said, like, I don't throw this as an excuse, but like, my life is moving in a fast pace, and I'm trying to catch up to
it. I think it's a good thing.
I think everybody is, right? And when something good happens, like another good thing happens, and a good thing happens, and you're like,
that's momentum, bro. Baby. Like, that's momentum.
Exactly. So like, you don't want to be like, bro, like, I have these other like visions. I don't want them to be interrupted by these momentums that are,
right,
you know, like going. But anyways, I have all these like ideas and stuff, and obviously, we're taking this break because Alberto's getting busy. I'm getting busy. When you have a partnership in a fucking business, like, you have to like, yo, like, can we pod this day? Like, nah, bro. Like, I have this thing going on. I was like, oh, fuck. Like, all right.
And I'm full-time freelance. So my schedule is like,
it's bonkers, bro.
It's a wildfire. Like, yeah, I could be free for one day, and then the next day, last second, I'm booked.
Yeah, bro. Like, we were supposed to pod last week.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty much what happened. Yeah.
It's a wild card, and not only that, but when you throw in a fucking guest in the mix, not only I have to worry about him, but I have to worry about a fucking guest. Like,
yeah, then they have their own schedule as well.
Yeah, and it's like, bros, like, we're doing this for you guys. Like this shit's like free 99, and we've talked about this in the Potter. Like, we have priorities. Like, we got to fucking set our priorities straight. We're not going to.
So while you're at it, give us a fucking like on YouTube while you're at it. And if you're on fucking Apple Podcast, give us a review, 5-star rating, Spotify, hit that screenshot, send it to Instagram and tag us,
bro. Share that shit, bro. So we can drink more of some fucking expensive shit. So anyways, so yeah, I'm planning on doing all these reviews and shit of all the gear.
You better fucking do it though, man. I'm going to keep you accountable.
I was just mentioning to you that I ordered this like expensive piece.
Let's talk about it, dude. Let's talk about it.
Shout out to Holdfast, the homie Mark. I'm just kidding.
Free, I was like, free ads or what?
I ordered this like really like expensive piece anyways, because everything's handmade and blah blah blah, but I didn't look at the fine print, fam. Creative gang, I didn't look at the fine print. If you ever are about to order some shit, look at the fine print, and it says 4 to 8 weeks from the time you order.
And for new listeners, what is a Holdfast? Because
it's a leather's good company that basically manufactures leather.
We talked about this 3 episodes ago.
Yeah, they basically manufacture the Holdfast,
they're pretty much camera straps.
Yeah, they're camera straps.
But leather.
Yeah, they're basically the pioneer of this shit. And then there's other cheap shit, like, it's cheap. I'm not calling cheap shit.
But you got the Nike.
Yeah, I got like the creme of the creme. And so anyways, I ordered this this back thing attachment, and then I was like, what the fuck, like it's gonna take 48 weeks before I get it, so I can't use it for my wedding that I'm shooting this week.
But you're using two glasses though, like one for each body.
I know, but I'm saying like I just wanted that extra, like it's like you can put other shit,
gotcha,
like that you
want, like a lens cloth or
anything. And yeah, so I ordered that. And
are you excited for your wedding?
For the wedding I'm shooting,
because this is your first official wedding.
Yes, this is the first one, so it means a lot to me because it's a lot of potential content I can post and advertise and put on my website.
Popping the cherry, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. So, and I've told you this, like the money and weddings are insane, bro.
It's like, not the most fun work ever, but the bag is heavy.
Yeah.
But heavy.
Bro, both of us are trying to get over like six figures.
Yeah.
And
that's the goal.
Like weddings is the easy avenue there. Like,
yes.
Just be honest.
It's like, a little cookie cutter once you like establish, like right now, this is still new to you. But yeah, like once you get your feet wet, you're about shin deep. And then you figure out, all right, this is the routine of weddings. Like I've been to a million weddings at this point because you're filming. It becomes cookie cutter and then it becomes stagnant. And just like anything in life, it gets a little boring.
Yeah.
So it's like you want to spice it up. Props to the people that do weddings all the time for like full time. Like I don't market myself as a wedding videographer. I'll take on a wedding. I have my prices set.
Yeah.
And if you can't meet those requirements as far as the budgeting, then I'm not going to do it because it's not worth it in my end. But if you can, then bet I'm going to do it and I'm going to fucking kill it for you because I'm going to go ham.
And that's what I love. That's what we kind of like are friends because in like business and stuff, because I'm at the point where I'm a weekend shooter and I'm like, okay, you can't afford me. Like that's cool with me, man. Like I have a regular job. I make decent money with this new job.
I think you're making a little bit more than decent.
Anyway, so like, I'm like, dude, my shit, my work that I project and I offer for people is like Picasso shit. Like you're not going to get this shit. Like you're not going to get this with the fucking natural light shooter. Like you're not going to do this and that.
So dude, you have people booking you from like way out of town,
like
just to work with you.
Yeah,
it's kind of dope though, man.
And I don't like, that's why when I can
you just got to be more active on social. You're kind of slowing down right now.
Well, this is what like I have to been practicing for interviews, bro.
Yeah,
like not only that, but like it takes a lot of time, like socializing. Like I was telling Shelby, I was like, bro, I just did two interviews within the last 3 days, and I feel fucking mentally exhausted.
Oh, I bet you
being on the jump. Like, oh, so what are you? So tell us about yourself. I'm like, fuck. I was like, so.
I'm a co-host for In the Frame Podcast, the littest photography podcast out there.
I never throw my podcast, bro. You know how many times I was this close to throwing you guys? Nah,
don't ever do it.
Hell no. And it's just like being on the boat. Like, so what do you think about this? Like, boom, like, I think about this. So how would you solve this? Boom, I think about this. Like, it's
yeah, you're just on it.
It's exhausted, bro. Yeah. It's exhausting. But yeah, man. What else do you, so you go to this fucking Rosarito trip and
no, it was cool. You were talking about,
talk about your fucking Utah trip, bro. We didn't even talk about that.
Did we not talk about it?
Nah,
I swear we talked about it, man.
Did we?
I think, yeah.
Nah, bro.
Long story short, I'm pretty sure we did. Long story short, I went in and went out.
Was it easy job?
It was cool. No, I wouldn't say easy. I mean, on paper, sounds easy because cameras on sticks. Okay. Lighting. We did talk about it because we talked about rental gear.
Oh, last
2 weeks ago. We talked about me about to go, I think.
How did you handle the 1 day trip?
It was cool, man. That's exactly, I've always, one of my goals in life was to like tour and do film work.
Yeah.
And so it was either like my main goal, like this is like 3 years ago, was like to travel with an artist and do a fucking music tour.
Mm-hmm.
Content creator for music tour. And fuck, so
let's just let it all out. It was 6ix9ine, bro.
Shit.
Fucking around.
So that was like one of my main goals, to like to tour with somebody and just travel around the country and just fucking film dope content. And
wait, let me ask you this. If right now fucking some rap artist, you wouldn't take it?
No. First of all, music artists don't pay shit.
No. I'm saying like Lil Baby, bro. Lil Baby says like, yo, go on tour with me. I'm going to give you $200,000, bro.
That will never happen.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm talking about as far as the money, that doesn't exist.
True.
It does not exist.
You're gonna freak out
if you're doing like let's say a 6 month tour. I'm thinking probably like 30 racks.
True.
And that's on a I'm overdoing it too at this point.
Yeah.
Would I do it? It depends. Like if it was someone like Lil Baby, maybe, because he's got the clout, and if there's some sort of like agreement, like, hey, tag me.
Yeah.
And then I could pop out like Ben Real did.
Yeah.
Then sure, maybe. But for the most part, artists don't really tag their art, their creatives.
I want to ask you this, because is Ben Real the one that does the Chainsmokers or no?
No, that's Haggerty? That's Rory Kramer.
Rory.
Yeah.
Did DeGrory ever tell you how much he got paid, or was it clout?
He said dog shit.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah. He did say numbers, but he's like, it wasn't great, but like he was starting off. So he wanted to get his name out there. And it did because he ended up working with Justin Bieber. So it's like, and this is Justin Bieber's like fucking full time videographer.
It was in the.
That one blonde kid?
Yeah, it wasn't it was the blonde kid, but not Rory.
Rory. So once Rory like kind of like surpassed his role, he gave the gig to that one blonde kid.
Mm.
That's his Instagram name, by the way, that works with the Chainsmokers. And he still currently does, I believe.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe. I don't know. It depends on the scenarios, man. It's hard to say yes or no because I remember Ben Real said he shot for a Schoolboy Q and he got paid dog shit, but he did it because
clout.
He was for the clout for the most part. And it worked out for him though because that job landed him, opened up a lot of avenues for him.
So, yeah, and for the new listeners listening about clout, it's just basically advertising free ads when they tag you on their posts.
They're spreading your name. Yeah. They're spreading your work. Because as we know, like it's hard to grow on Instagram because it's so saturated.
Yeah.
I had someone DM me today. He's like, dude, why aren't you not on TikTok? And I responded, I don't want another social media. And they're like, you would fucking kill it on TikTok though. And it's like, you're not the first person who's told me this, but it's like, I seriously don't want another social media, dude. How do you feel about that?
Social, I can relate with that. I was recently on Facebook. I go on Facebook like 2 or 3 times a week. And
people still go on Facebook?
Yeah, bro. Facebook is where I get clients that are high paid because they're older.
Yeah.
So anyways, I went on Facebook and I'm in this photography thing and this is offering 50% of 50% off my rates. And then somebody commented, I'm actually looking for a wedding photographer who fits my budget because you're 50% off.
Right.
And I almost commented like, bro, you're the reason why we're all fucking dog shit and photographers are getting paid dog shit because your rates are 50% off. Like, come on,
dude,
bro.
Do you
like,
know how many times I hold my tongue? Because I'm on a lot of Facebook groups as well as videography, photography. Yeah. And I see people say like, hey, I'll fucking pay you $100 for a 6-hour shoot. Oh, I'm looking for a reliable, cheap person. What does that mean? A reliable, cheap person? Like, Jesus, it's one or the other. And then I see people either saying, I'll do it. Or
50
people,
comments, bro.
Or other people are like, they're like killing that person for like, yo, this is, what the fuck are you offering? Like, you want cheap, you're going to get cheap. But you want a reliable person, you're going to have to pay a little bit more than that.
Man, you know
it's,
what?
It's the battle of the lowballs, like we explained in the beginning.
This is episode 50, man. I'm going to throw a hard fact. If you're a photographer and a family comes up to you and says, I want a family portrait session, I want a family photo shoot, no more than 20 photos. And for an hour, you shouldn't charge less than $300, man. Like
bare minimum. Shit.
Bare minimum.
And that's like what, a 60-minute session?
An hour session. Like if you're gonna deliver 20 photos for fucking an hour session, $300 should be your minimum. Like think about your fucking gear.
And that's a start. That's if you're a starter, guys. Yeah.
If you're a fucking starter, like I'm a pioneer.
Right. Get free game right now, bro.
Yeah. $300 minimum. I've done the research. I've looked up other people what they charge. $350, $400. $300 minimum for a fucking family with 20 or less photos, man. Like for real shit.
I mean, 20 photos is kind of a lot, but
yeah. Anyways, I'm just saying like that's the bare minimum. If you want to make money with, you're spending all this shit on fucking gear. Like let's make our fucking money back, man.
Right. Right. Like, and you don't need expensive gear. Cause I know people that don't spend money on gear and they're still killing it because they're just great at shaking hands, kissing babies.
Yeah. It is all about network and you have to be customer service is what makes your prices go up, man. Like real shit. Like if you're good at talking to people, like you should raise your prices up because you're making, it's not easy to make somebody in front of a camera. Hey, act lovely. Act humorous.
Act cool. Act normal. Like, that is a talent to have, a talent that you've never met in ever.
Yeah.
And then you expect them to like deliver on front of the camera.
Yeah.
It's definitely a little challenging for sure.
So that's what your value comes from. If you're a good people's person, if you have good equipment, yo man, step your fucking game up. Stop fucking up the market, man.
Yeah. I definitely agree, man. You see a lot of corny shit going on Facebook groups as far as like, yo, I'm looking for a cheap, reliable, that's crazy good, but cheap again. It's like, come on, man. Like
that just sets the tone for like the battle of the lowballs.
Yeah. And like, you don't want to be involved in that fucking realm.
Hell no. If you're having a slow day, man, dude, stay busy or do something else where like you don't have to think about like, man, if I charge like $200 for this $300 lowest offer that's going to get me the job. No, man, like, you're like, think the big picture.
I'm going to give you a pushback, bro. So, okay, I'm just starting off, man. Like, I just need to get my feet wet.
Yeah. Do you
research? I need some experience.
Do your research. Honestly, man, right now I've done my research and I can confidently say that, like, the family, let's say a family comes up to you, right? In Southern California. Hey, I'm looking for a family picture week for, or a family portrait, whatever. Sure. Bullshit picture. How much would you charge? Minimum, like I said, $300. Because yeah. I've done my research and I've looked at, like, average photographers with, like, that I know that they're using presets. And, like, they're not even, like, adjusting anything else.
All right.
And I'm, like, looking and I'm, like, damn. Like, they're charging $350.
But there is a different, like, you're talking about the Southern California market.
I'm talking about Southern California. That's my expertise.
Full disclaimer. We're talking about Southern California. Southern California. San Diego specifically.
Yes.
But, and that could also branch out to Orange County to LA. Yeah. But if you're in fucking Montana where the budget ain't like that. I mean, like you said, do your research.
We've had creators hit us up from Alabama, bro.
Yeah.
Shout outs to YBM.
My brother. Yeah, YBM. My
brother.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, it's so hard in Alabama because blah, blah, blah. Hey, no, Matt, no shame in charging whatever you think. But
YBM, bro, your shit's too nice to be charging whatever you're charging. Double your rate. Go back to your episode with Samuel. Double your rate, man.
Yeah, dude. He's
a fucking dog.
He tells us his struggles. Like, you know, the market is weak. Yo, man, YBM, educate your people, bro. Your other photographers, people, like, just educate them and, like, be like, yo, like,
if you all raise, we all raise.
Yeah, like, man, it's that simple. Like, if you raise, I raise. Like, it's that simple. Like, you set the benchmark,
right?
And it takes a lot more work educating other photographers. You know, collab and be like, yo, man, bro, like, I'm charging this much TBH, and it's like, what? Like, you're charging $50 to my $250? Bro, raise your shit up, bro.
Facts.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, that's one thing, because I feel like creatives, it's I don't know if it's an ego thing, but, like,
it is, bro.
They will not tell you the numbers because they feel threatened.
Yeah.
And it's just a shame, because, like, if we all transparent for the most part, it's your favorite word, I know, we could all fucking benefit from it, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Like, for real, like, if we're honest, man, if we're honest with the creatives, we can win-win.
Yeah. But yeah, man, one thing I've noticed on Instagram specifically, I don't know if you've seen this, but
what is that?
You have you could change your settings to where you could hide your own likes.
Really?
Yeah. So why
would you want to do that, though?
I can see pros and cons to this. So this goes back to, like, you know, when Instagram was testing the waters about hiding likes completely. And I was like, I don't know if I like it or not.
Yeah.
Because I can see both ways, especially as an artist. But I saw people on my feed where it's like, it says such and such like the photos plus others without the number. I'm like, that's weird. Like, I thought they got rid of that shit.
Yeah.
And so I did a little bit of digging, and it turns out on your settings, you could change the setting to where you don't show the like numbers anymore. Mm. And you just show the, like, if you have mutual friends, like, oh, Peter Collins liked this photo and others did too.
What the hell?
So the people that I've noticed seeing doing this feature is the people that have a crazy number of followers, but little engagement.
Well, we talked about this.
So I don't want to say the people that are buying their followers, but the people that could buy their followers could get away with the number of engagement. So you don't show proof of, like, oh, he's full of shit because he has 10,000 followers, but he has 50 likes.
Yeah.
Or 100 views. So you know how before you could tell, like, oh, this guy by followers, look at his numbers, they don't match up. His ratio is, like, super off. They always say, like, 10% of your followers are supposed to like your images or whatever. That's when you know it's a real number.
Minimum.
So now people could bypass that by hiding their number of likes and views as well, and just show such and such like, then that's it.
Yeah, that's
so it's if you're a brand. Or it's shit. Even a videographer. I know videographers that fucking hide their likes and views because, and they have crazy high followers, and they're a little sus. They're a little sus, a borderline sus, but I can't tell if they're real or not because, first of all, it's not my shit to care about, but I just see it off rip and I'm like, I just think about it for a split second. I keep it pushing.
Yeah.
So what do you clearly, this is new to you right now.
Yeah. No.
You're not an Instagram, you're not a social media savvy person.
I'm not. I can see why people care about, like, likes, because it feeds their ego. You know, maybe a post doesn't do well and they want to, like, by followers or by likes or whatever, but I have noticed a trend where we've always talked about this. IGTV tanks.
Shit.
Always
dog tanks. Shit.
Reels is a hit or miss.
Yes. You know?
And
for the most part, it's a hit.
Yeah. For the most part, it's a hit. But it's always a hit or miss. Sometimes I posted reels that like get like almost close to 3K. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I don't even have close to that many followers.
Right.
And then sometimes they'll get less than my followers. But that's it's an algae thing, you know, algorithm.
But I think Instagram's just pushing reels to the masses because they want to encourage it.
Another thing I wanted to bring was shout outs to John Branch doing my research on wedding photography.
Okay.
He's saying that Instagram is basically saying fuck photos. And
that's what I was going to talk about right now.
Videos is like going crazy. So
because they're trying to rival TikTok.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm thinking about this. I'm like, damn. Like,
that's why you want BTS. Hardcore.
Not only that, bro, but like I you always post fucking the reels on Instagram and we always have your cover because you have way more photos and people taking pictures of you.
Right.
And I don't have anybody because
you have either the client's boyfriend or girlfriend or your wife now.
Yeah. And you know, when I do hit up creatives and stuff, it's hard, man, because I only trust so many creatives, and if you get hit by me, that means I trust you, so you should feel a little bit honored.
Relax
and take that fucking gig. I'm just kidding. No, I get it, bro. Busy. Anyway, so like it's hard for me to like get
so somebody. go back to you're saying this dude is pushing videos. Yeah, so this guy I've heard this, but I don't know the great details of it.
Basically Instagram wants to rival with TikTok, YouTube, and you know, video is more interacting, engaging.
Because I know TikTok, or I don't know shit about TikTok because I don't have the platform.
Me
I know my girlfriend consumes it, and she. It. Everyone says TikTok is the best platform ever as far as growth and entertainment. On Instagram, Reels is pretty much what TikTok is. They went from 30 seconds to now 60 seconds. So it's literally rivaling TikTok as far as the length of video.
Yeah. And it's sad right now because if you're creative and you have a story or whatever, like. I feel like sometimes I can relate with that. And you have to come up with some corny shit. Like my, like that super robot voice. My boyfriend thinks.
I fucking hate that trend, dude.
Dude, that's what's up right now. What
the fuck's up with that?
And like, I'm like, what the fuck is this Microsoft Word people saying? Like,
I trend, hate dude. That voice fucking shit, dude.
So like, I'm trying to like go into the video, which video, like I'm good at video, but like I can't do that corny shit.
Yeah. Then, like, you got to stay true to yourself.
Yeah. And then it's like, the guy who I was looking for a tutorial, shout out to YouTube University, he was telling me, like, dude, you got to fucking buy a camera that can do decent video. So, like,
every camera in 2021, I'll vouch for this.
Yeah.
Can shoot decent video.
Yeah. And it's come to the point where, like, you need to do video to, like, fucking, even if it's cornball shit, like, damn, like, you don't have any skills. Like, you just need to get to capture the attention to, like, advertise yourself.
Right.
And that's where I'm at the point where, like, I need to find somebody who, like, yo, just shoot a fucking video, bro, and I'll fucking mix it up any way I can.
Right.
But
I even saw someone on a Facebook group post like, oh, Instagram is getting rid of photos. I'm like, no, they're not, you fucking retard or idiot. They're not getting rid of photos. They're just encouraging more video content.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all it is.
It's a new era, man. Like, people just want to like boom, boom, boom. Like, they want
and satisfaction. To be fair, I've seen this from a mile away. Like, I've been in the video game for a long time, and I always preach to my clients, like, video is king, video is king. Like, you think video is dope right now? Just wait, like, a year or two or 5 years from now. It's only going to get more and more heavy compared to photos and images.
Yeah, because personally, I don't like when you say, like, photo is king or video is king because I'm a photographer.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, video is king for a reason because photographers... anybody can fucking stick a still image.
Yeah.
And it's so saturated. Like, I feel like...
There has to be another word besides saturated for photography.
I feel like...
it's beyond saturated.
I feel like... this is... when Sam was here, he was like... he mentioned about videography. Videography is going to get there, bro. Like, sooner than later.
I think it's already... I think it already is.
Now, every single person that I know...
is a videographer.
Their mom has a gimbal. And they call themselves a videographer.
And gimbals are very cheap right now.
Yeah. And not only that, but now I've seen posts about like... would you notice the quality of a phone versus a camera? I'm like, bro, like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? Like, you're killing, like, videographers who spend thousands of dollars on a camera.
Right.
And to their defense, you know, anybody can record a video with their iPhone, but at the same time, it's like, is it high quality? And then their defense is like, well, it's still retaining attention for the person.
Valid consuming. Statement. Valid statement.
And I'm like, that's true, man. But damn, like, I mean, salute. Like, damn, yeah. Like, you do your thing. Like, that's true. But everything, videography, photography, everything is going to come to a level playing field. And I've always said this, like, customer service is going to outlast.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you can't be customer service. Like, no. You could have the latest and greatest gear. You could shoot with a Red. You could shoot with an Ari. And if you don't know how to talk to a human being, what makes you think they're going to hire you again?
And
you might get that one off.
Yeah.
You might get that couple $1,000 bag, $5,000 bag, yeah. Maybe $10,000 bag. But if you are a piece of shit and didn't give them a great experience, what makes you think they're going to hire you again?
Yeah.
And to me, like, I don't want that one-off client. I want the retaining client. Like, hey, mm-hmm. I want you to hire me again and again and again. And you talk about my name to, like, everybody in your network.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you want video content? Bro, you got to talk to Alberto. Like, this guy is a fucking magician with the camera.
Yeah. And to play devil's advocate on myself, like, we're not talking, if you can create dope content with your phone, like, that's dope.
More props to you.
Because I'm pretty sure there's people out there
who, I've with seen an
Ari and with the fucking Red that are talking shit to us who have an
A7S. The Sony systems.
Yeah, the Sony systems. I'm like, yo, like, they're just fucking with a $4,000 camera. Like, go with the $15,000 camera. That, to their defense, okay, I see your point. And to my point, I see their point. But at the same time, we're not here to talk shit. It all comes down to customer service. What can you provide? What is your customer... We're all barbers, man. Like, this is my
we're all barbers. This is a new for me right here.
Can't wait. Hyperbole. Like, we're all customer service. Why do you go to a certain barber? Why do you go to certain people?
Okay, let's ask you. Why do you go to a certain barber?
Because the experience, the customer service.
What is the experience?
How do they make me feel?
How do they make you feel?
I'm asking you. I just said this prior to this, or before we took, and early in the
episode. I know we said this off air too one time.
We talked about how do I make my customers feel? Like, I can make a fucking person, a stranger that I just met 30 seconds ago, you know, be happy, be comfortable around the camera, be candid. That's my expertise, and that's where my value comes. And that's right. What I can feel a lot of creative members out there sometimes feel a little jealous about other, like,
or may lack.
Like, you, customer service, like, you, that's the number one thing, man. Like, if you're not a people's person, unless your fucking photos are Galileo or fucking,
yeah, like Picasso style,
like, Jesus Christ, like, you gotta
and, make, and the, you have the right service. I want to say the right to be a dick, but if you could be a dick and get away with it because your work is that insanely good, which there are a lot of movie directors who are dicks, but their work is magic.
Yeah, and let's face it, man, like, nobody's
but worked. For the most part, the common person is not like that.
No, you may have your little advantage here and there, like your shadows, blah blah blah. But at the end of the day, it comes down to, are you a people's person? And that's the number one thing I've learned at 50 episodes deep. Shout out to you. Salute, man. 50 episodes.
Yeah.
That's what I learned, man.
Yes, sir, skis. I will say from the jump, like, in episode one, you were not the greatest with human beings.
I mean, I was a little direct.
A little too direct, I'd say.
Yeah. And
but the more we did this podcast, I don't know if this podcast had anything to do with it, but, like, the more you got comfortable with yourself, you realize a lot about yourself, and you got like, yo, I know how to talk to people. I'm pretty good. You didn't know about it. It was hidden.
It's all about, one thing that got me was like, you know, we're all different, right? We're all humans. We're all different, and we're all different brands. You just go ahead and be yourself. And if somebody fucks with you, like, if somebody fucks with you, I'm pretty sure somebody else will fuck with you because we're all humans. And we have something similar that we're all attracted to. And that's what I did, man. I mean, maybe the podcast helped, or maybe just me being like, fuck it. Like, if they hire me, they hire me. And I went with the mentality of like, yo, fuck it, man. If, like, you like my work and you like how I respond and make you feel in front of the camera, like, let's do it. And thankfully, that's worked for me.
It seems to be working for you because they keep hiring you for a reason. So you're doing something right.
And I've had a couple of retaining clients where, like, they're looking forward for me to shoot. And it's just about making your client feel great, man.
And yeah, you make them feel powerful. We like to say powerful as fuck. Like, you got to make them feel really good about themselves, especially if it's someone that's like,
who lacks confidence.
Not just that, like, they're not used in front of the camera, they're shy, but if you break them out their shell, that's a plus, man. That's super plus and super clutch. So you do that, like, you're able to get in there without them even knowing it.
Yeah, one tip I would give would be like,
give it to any, it's the young creator that's out there that's like a little in the shy realm.
Yeah,
that's like, I'm really lit in photography, videography, or just any kind of like product based fucking profession.
Yeah,
but I need to like talk to human beings, which I'm not really great at, to like get their business.
Yeah, how would I get the, what thing are you always use? I was like, I'm like, bro, you're paying a lot of money, you hired me, like relax, like you're doing great. Like, chill the fuck out. Look like a fucking model. Keep doing your thing. And then once I hype them up, just hype them up, bro. They're like, all right,
bet.
Like,
you got to be their biggest hype man.
And then they like, in their brains, they're like, oh, shit. Like,
I'm lit.
He's not fucking around because I've seen his work and I hired him for a reason. So he thinks I have the potential. And then, like, I see him go like, all right, Pete. They, like, swag. And, like, you see the
They start feeling themselves. Yeah, they start feeling you themselves. You literally see it when they're feeling themselves.
Yeah, and I'm like, there you go. That's how you fucking do it. Like, be stern. You got to be stern. You got to let them know, like, you hire me for fucking reason. You got this potential. Just fucking run it. Like,
right.
no matter how you look, man. Like, real shit. Like, no matter how you look, we're going to make this shit happen.
Facts.
I mean, it always works, man.
Not just that, but, like, another little tip is we've mentioned in the podcast way back, but bring a speaker. Ask them for their favorite playlist on Spotify, Apple Music, whatever the fuck you're using, and bump that shit, dude. Bump it. They can listen to the tunes that they're used to listening to, and they get that makes them feel more relaxed, more themselves, and it's gonna come out in camera, dude. Like off rip.
Yeah. One thing. One of my favorite quotes is like, "Bro, why the fuck are you shy? Why are you acting shy?" And like, "Bro, I ain't shy." It's like, "Why are you acting brand new?" And then every time you say, "Why are you acting brand new?" they're like, finally, this one thing I'm actually brand new. Like, I've actually practiced in my mirror. That, like, brings the confidence, bro.
Yeah.
Confidence booster. But the episode number 50, bro, should we just close it up with the frame of the week?
Let's do frame of the week,
man. If you guys can't catch us on In The Frame Podcast on YouTube, Spotify, fucking Apple Podcast. Yo, give us a thumbs up. Give us a fucking rating, 5-star rating. Leave a comment how we fucking impacted your creative world.
Yeah, definitely. We would love to hear in the comments if you're on YouTube. Like, let us know, like, one way that we helped you guys in any way in your creative profession.
Yeah, remember, the more you comment on the fucking YouTube clips and whatever the fuck we post on YouTube, it gets fucking pushed. So more comments, the better.
All right, so frame of the week is going to go to, this is a local photographer, drone photographer at @A_LR photography. You'll see here on the whiteboard. Shit. And it's a classic photo of the Oceanside Pier, which is literally a block and a half away from me. But what do you think, bruh?
Damn, that fool stepped up his game.
Yeah.
I remember it was good. Brand new all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it, bro.
Yeah, it's good.
So ALR.
Yeah, dude. And the caption is California Love. It's a beautiful photo. I believe he shoots with, I know he had like either a Mavic Mini or a Mavic Air, one of those two drones, but I mean, as long as you shoot raw, you can shoot fucking anything and make it look dope on the end post.
Shoot off that shot. Can you tell if he used the ND filter or no? I can tell he did because the water is not reflecting.
It's a polarizer. I don't know, man. It's hard to tell because I always shoot photos with ND filter because I'm for the most part, for me, I'm shooting video priority, and then I always have an ND filter to get the 180 rule. But I know it's hard to tell, but it's a good shot.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've shot the pier. Yeah. Oh, one thing I want to mention. I've been using my FPV drone a lot lately in the virtual world.
What's up with that, bro? What are you lagging, bro?
Okay, once we hit stop recording, I'm going to have you put on the goggles. You're going to feel like you're going to feel so sick. Like, you're going to feel sick as fuck.
I want to just try because like I've seen other people I saw this this person.
We're going to end in the Potter story. Once you get on it, I want to fucking see you fucking and then you're gonna feel like dog shit, bro. Like it you just feel sick as hell, dude. It's so weird, man.
Bro. But
I found this YouTuber and he's like, "Yo, this is fucking normal. You need to go through these growing pains, and then once you're like past that part, like it will be easy."
Yeah.
But dude, I feel like the last time.
Better,
I mean, I could fly pretty good for the most part in the virtual world, but it makes you feel like shit. Like you just feel so sick. It's weird, man.
Damn. So, let me ask you this. Let me finish Potter with, do you feel like you're not ready to go because you don't want to crash your shit or what?
Of course. I don't want to crash my shit. This shit fucking costs like $1,100.
Damn. For real? You're a real fucking pro fucking.
This is a different ball game, bro. We're shooting different leagues. Legit. This is going from like
MLB to
this
AAA?
Going from like I wouldn't say rookie, like amateur to pro, like
for real?
From like college football to like NFL. Damn. Like it's a big difference, man. Like, it's a huge difference. Like I'm gonna have you fly right now. Not fly, but virtually.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see you look like you're gonna get sick. I can't wait till you get sick. You're gonna get home and start and just
fuck it, bro. So where can they fucking find you, bro?
Yeah, so people can find me at @A_Mendoza_ and AlbertoVisuals.com.
Let's go. You can find me at that website. PeterColinFrames.com, PeterColinFrames on Instagram. You know, we're going to take a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a
look. How much?
Just a little break, a few weeks, just for the summer. We're trying to get this summer vibe going on, man. Yeah. Hit the beach, you know, get that vitamin D, as in the sun, pause. But
yeah, we fucking earned that. So don't fucking, for you that hater out there, it's like, wow, they say wait 2 weeks. Bitch, shut the fuck up, man. We fucking earned this shit. Like, damn. Anyways.
But we'll be back for sure before the fall, for sure. Season 3 is going to be dope. We're going to do another trailer again.
Yeah.
We're going to have to hire Rafi one more time. It's going to be lit, though.
Yeah.
We got crazy guests lined up already. I know it's like we have a break, though, but we have some crazy guests for you guys that are killing it.
And I can't wait. Not only in the fucking videography or photography, but outside, man.
Yeah.
We're expanding, man.
We're expanding.
And
but rappers, please don't hit us up.
You heard that from rappers? Hit me up for shoes. This is gonna do it for episode number 50, season finale of season number fucking 2. We'll catch you on season 3.
Empty cup, but peace.